Menachos, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Tes. We had earlier a halacha, which is a recurring theme, all through say the Kachim, that a behemoth that's hukdash and it's royal carbon, there's no pidyon. Halachas batsim of pidyon are an erichim, but it's halachas that chazed themselves over and over again. Masha'enkin, a behemoth which is a balmum, does have pinion. Normally, the balmum that we're talking about is a behemoth that was niskacha, kedusha saguf, and then it became an oila. It became kedusha saguf as an oila, let's say, and then it became a balmum. So, mela, then it's oimid lepidyoin. And the shaila is, what's with the mois of the pidyoin that you put the kedusha the behemoth onto? So, that's the subject of this Mishnah. Shoza oila. He was Magdish, a behemoth, v'nistoiv. V'nistoiv is the Loshen of Tumah, batim. You see it in the beginning of Parashat Vayikra, but it's used to represent something which has a pastus, l'gabi hegdish. This is a common term, that yirat shi'istoiv, is that the behemoth is tomid, i.e. that it's pasul, l'kedusha saguv, to being brought as a carbon. Imrotzo yovi bedomav shnayim. The Mishnah says a chiddish. You take the money, let's say the shor, given on dinner. You take the dinner, you don't have to bring one carbon. It's not a bimkoim, one carbon another. The kedusha of kedushas oila is chal on the mois. The mois has to be used as an oila, but it doesn't say one oila. It can be used as two oilas, each one worth a half a dinner. Shnei shvarim elu oila. He was magdish two behemoths. V'nestoavu, they both became balimum. Him rotza yovi b'damei amechot. Same idea. Could work both ways. Rebbe Oysa. Rebbe holds not that way. The Loshen of Rebbe Oysa is mashma, that's only lechatchila. That's the way the Rav says it. The Gemara understands that Rebbe is concerned because a noider godl v'hevi cotton v'hevi godl is not yoitza. We had before with in more kelim and less kelim, a bigger neder, a smaller neder. He has to bring all different sizes. So mele lechatchila, one shouldn't bring even though ba'ifin zeh, ba'etzim he was mekayim to do. Sure zeh. Oila, he doesn't have an outstanding neder to his mechuyiv. He was menadev, he was matfis kedushas haguf in a behema. So yotzi dechavosoi. The fact that it's nitvas in the domim that he was poida, kedushas dom is not in kium of a neder of his. So mela, there's no reason why he shouldn't bring. Palachatchila, one should not, in order not to get mixed up with yotzi dechavosoi in the dom, which would be mechayiv. Two in place of two. One, you can't, a person makes a neder, he's going to bring two behemoths. He can't be yotze with one that's as big as two. Or if he says one, he can't bring two that are half valuable. He has to bring what he has to bring. Ailze oilov in istoiv. Let's say he wanted to bring an ail for a carbon oil, it became a balmum. Rotze yovi bedom of keves. Again, the same idea, that doesn't have to be an ail, even though in Hilchis Nedorim, he would not be Yotzi de Chavosai. Same idea. Keves oil of in the stove and Rotzi Ovi Bidom of Al Rebbe Oysa. Same machloikis. Hoimer echod mikvose hegdish veechod mishvorei hegdish. One of my sheep, I have a flock. One of them is hegdish. One of them of my shvorim is hegdish. Hoilo shnayim. So which is the one? One of mine. L'chay, what he means to say is hamiyuchet shebehem. Hagodl shebehen Hegdish. This is what's known in Loshna Gemara as Magdish Ba'ayin Yofehu Magdish. But the half is being Magdish, he's giving, so the giving is Bigadol. However, if he has three, Habenini Shaban Hegdish, because normally there is a Givis Ayin Yofen that he's not the smallest, he's not being stingy, but Lavdafka that he wants to give the biggest one of his flock, the Hegdish, it means the Benini. Pirashti v'eni edem ma pirashti. Oisho omar. He knows that he spoke out which one. He doesn't know which one. Or he says, omar li abba v'eni edem ma. Hagodlo shma hegdish. He doesn't have a choice. Now, if he said, and he doesn't know which one, is he for sure yoitze with the godlo? He has to bring all three. So mefashim speak out over here that even though be'etzem, when a person has three, the benini could also be the ayin yofe klape the cotton shebeneihem. But in the case where he spoke it out mufurish, he just doesn't remember what he spoke out with toila, that mistoma, he meant the one that was taka bayin yofa, more bayin yofa, which was the godlish man. Mishnah yud, harei olai oila. Person was mechayiv himself as a neder, not harei zeh, harei olai. So yakivena b'migdosh, he has to bring a carbon to the migdosh. The Mishnah not saying anything, of course. What do you think? Look at the next line in the Mishnah. It's a shocking incident in the history of Klal Yisrael that has a tvisas mokim over here in the Mishnah in the end of Menachos. V'mekriva b'beis chonyoi lo yotza. A person's harei olai oilon, he brought a carbon in beis chonyo, he's not yotza. What's beis chonyo? There's a famous story the Gemara brings over here, Braisa, it's a sugya nadav kuftes, that Shimon HaTzadik, who was the Godel Hador in the beginning of Tkufas Bayesheni, Shimon HaTzadik was somewhat of a bridge between the Tkufas Hanavua. He was what's called in the Mishnah in the beginning of Ovis, Shiori Anshei Knesset Zagdoyla, which means that he still contained with him, he wasn't from Anshei Knesset Zagdoyla, he was the Kohen Godel after Misas Ezra HaSofer, who's the last Novi, Malachi, and Ezra HaSofer are the same person. Shimon HaTzadik still had somewhat of the atmosphere of the Ruach of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, which was a Tkufa that still had the Koyach HaNevuah. And because of that, Klal Yisrael still on very high Madrega. Shimon HaTzadik, therefore, was Maimid the Yisoidis of Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah says, in Ovis, HaShlosh Dvar Malayel Maimid, Tera Avodik Milas Chasod. That's because Shimon HaTzadik was still from the Amudei HaOilam, was still from the Ovis HaOilam. Now, Shimon HaTzadik b'shas p'tirosoi was memana that Chonyoi Benoi should become the Kohen Gadol. And epis, there was a maisa, Chonyoi didn't accept the minu, even though the minu of a Kohen Gadol goes ish el Benoi, the Kohen Gadol, if his Benoi, if his son is Roi Tachta, we learn that from Apostle Nachim Ois, should become the Kohen Gadol. He wasn't mekabel the minu. Instead, he deferred to his older brother Shimi. It seems that Chonyo was on a higher level of Chochmah. Shimi was more simple, whatever that means. We're talking about people that were sons of the Godel Shebegdele Hadoyres. Shimi was older than Chonyo, so first Chonyo deferred, and then he tried to show him up by teaching him the Seder Avodah the Kohen Godel, except that he taught him to put on something that wasn't really for one of the Begodim. It says he put on a beggar that was a beggar that was Roy Lenoshim, and the Kohen wanted to chase Shimi out because he was Mavaza the Avoid of the Kohen Gedolah. And when they found out that it was Chonya's doing, so they chased Chonya instead. Chonya, they tried to kill him. Lamaisa Chonya ran to Mitzrayim, who was already showing itself as a rival to Eretz Yisrael. The history of that is that when Shimon HaTzadik became the Kohen Gadol, in that year was when he went out to greet Alexander Mukden, Alexander the Great, who was marching on Yerushalayim. Alexander the Great saw Shimon HaTzadik, he deferred. Lamaisa, after Alexander died, his kingdom was broken up into four parts. The part that was the part of the empire of the Greek empire that was next to Yisrael, that at first controlled Eretz Yisrael, was the chelik that was controlled by Alexander Yerushal Mitzrayim. The kings over there were called Talmai. Talmai was the one who forced the Chachmei Yisrael to be mitargim the Torah into Loshon Yevonis, Kiyodua. It's one of the Sibois for the Tainis of Asar B'Teves. Lamai said then there was a war between the Talmais and the Antiochusun, who were the Yerushim of the Greek Empire that ruled from Syria. And that was the beginning of the Hanukkah story. In any case, he ran to Alexander Yerushal Mitzrayim, and he built himself, this Chonyo, he built himself a temple over there, which was sort of like a Beis HaMikdosh. There were a lot of Yidden there. Look at the famous Gemara in Sukkah that talks about the glory of the Beis Knesset of Alexander Yerushal Mitzrayim, and he made a Beis HaMikdosh over there. The Pasuk, the Gemara says that Yeshaya and Avi already foresaw it. Bayoyim ahu yiyah mizbeach l'Hashem b'teich Eretz Mitzrayim, he's talking about this. The Maisa, it stood over there for hundreds of years. The Romans were the ones who destroyed it hundreds of years later. Now, Chonyo ran to Mitzrayim, and it seems that there was an element of L'Shem Shemayim, but Lamaisa, Kabbonis over there, Ashkut Echut. So how this story happened is beyond our understanding. Oh, but the Maisa is what it is. So, getting past all the history, it's pashut. When a person says Harei Olai Oila, he means in the Beis HaMikdosh. If he was makriv in Beis Chonyo, of course, it's a carbon posel. There's no such thing as a carbon kosher any place else but in Yerushalayim and the Harabayis on the Mizbeach the makom that the Rebbein Shem was miyachid in Parshas Rei. Shakrivena bebeis chonyoy. If a person made a neder and he said shakrivena bebeis chonyoy, so then he has to take the carbon to Yerushalayim. If he called it a carbon oil, it was chalmud kedusha soil. There is no such thing as hakrova bebeis chonyoy. It's nothing. So merely he's mechuyev carbon. He's mechuyev carbon to Yerushalayim. V'mekriva bebeis chonyoy yotzal. Lamaisi, it wasn't over his neder. He said an oilah and he wants kedusha soil. Lamaisi, he doesn't have a nether beyond bringing it bebeis chonyoy. The Gemara actually makes a little bit of a lumdus out of it. Lamaisi is no such thing. There is no kedushas oilo to be brought in bebeis chonyoy. It's narishkeit. So the Gemara says the way you have to understand this statement is kilu. He said like this: Harei olai oilo al menas shegam imahargeno. Even if I shot it in the head, because shechting it bebeis chonyoy is the same thing as nothing. So mele gam imargen lo eichayv b'achriyusa. So l'chayra, even if he was makir bebeis chonyo, the tenai of the carbon oil was in the sky. Ad kama that he taka kills it, then it wasn't a carbon oil. Yotzi dechev also. Reb Shimon oi me'ein ze oil, me'mele even taka if it wasn't akriven bebeis chonyo, but all it is just he killed it, it's nothing. The whole hareze oila amenas that can bring a bebeis chonyoy is a statement that makes no sense. The loshen of oila is irrelevant. It's ridiculous. And mamel the behem is not oila at all. It wasn't an oila amenas. It's nothing at all. The whole sense is narishkei. The same thing is true legabi nazirus. Hareni nazir. There's only one place where nazirus can shave his hair and then bring the requisite karbonis to be yotzi dechoves nazirus. That's in the beis hamikdash. Galach b'amikdash. V'im gilach bebeis chonyoy lo yotza. Shagalach bebeis chonyoy. If he said that he's going to be megalach bebeis chonyoy, galach b'amikdash. Same thing. V'im gilach bebeis chonyoy. It's the same tenai yotza. Reb Shimon Oimer the same machlokes. Ein ze nozer. That's not nazirus. Nazirus hotzatomit beis hamikdash. Not bebeis chonyoy. Hakehanim sheshimshu bebeis chonyoy. Chonyoy veistois and his whoever took over there. Brought over, there were unscrupulous kahanim that served over there. Again, it was a mikshul for people that didn't know better. So mela, there was a gzeirah derabbanan that those that were unscrupulous enough that served in Beis Chonyoy forfeit their right to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. Lo yisham shu b'amikdash shebi Yerushalayim. Ve'in tzarech loymah. That's a davar pashut l'davar achad. If somebody, Rachmon al-Tzlan, was a kohen and served in a temple of Avodah Zarah Mamish, the Avada they can't say. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Melochim, Ach lo yalu kehani abomois, el mizbach Hashem b'Yerushalayim, ki im ochlu matzis b'toich hachem. That any kohen that was from the kehani abomois, harehim ki bali mumin. The Torah, the Novi, renders them like bali mumin, and the halacha is, if they're bali mumin, they can eat matzis b'toich hachem, which means the chalukah, this is a Mishnah in Zvachim, that even Bali Mumin, we learn out of the Pasuk, Mechalik, the Kehanim of the Beis Av, were Mechalik, the Kotrim that came in, Lachim Aponim, Kobanis that were given, Chos V'Shek, etc., etc. Kehanim Bali Mumin are Makar also, but Lamaisa they're Bali Mumin, they can't be Oivid in real time, they can't actually do the Avodah in the Mikdash. So Mela, they have a Din Ke Bali Mumin, Cholkim V'Oichlin Avaloi Makriven. That's the halukah of Kehanim that passel themselves how they serving in a place that's not the Mizbeach Hashem. This is really the end of Maseches Menachos. The Mishnah adds one last important detail. Mishnah Yer Aleph. Nema bo'ilaz behemo ishe reich nechayach. The Torah describes the result of a carbon, the process of a carbon. Shechita Kabbalah Elochas Rika. This is really the finale of Gantz Maseches Vachem Menachos. The Torah describes Ishereach Nichoyach Lashem. You look in Sidurim, and there are different oilomois that have tikunim, Ayde Karbonis, and Ishereach Nichoyach, one is Keneged Oilomo Atzilus, and Keneged Oilomo Abriyad, Oilomo Yitzira. We're talking about a tikun which is Mesakin all the oilomois. That's the Gewaldige Kedusha and the Ritzui, Nachas Ruach, that's given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Karbonis. In the brackets is added a girsu ba'ila sa'ifi shereach nichayach. That ba'ila sa'if it says it also. What's the shaila whether this should be included in the gears of the Mishnah, I don't know. Korbanos ha'ofer definitely on a lesser madrega, but l'maisa the pasuk says Isherech nichrech l'Hashem also. If you look at the pirush of Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch on Oilas ha'ofer, and he speaks about why it's such a striking difference that the avodas ha'behemos was done with shchita and the avodas ha'ofer was done with malika, and he also explains that a korban is meant, like the Ramban says in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, to represent a person himself. That means when we want, when we've been found wanting, or we know that we need inspiration, we need a chizuk, we need to be mechadish our avodas Hashem. So a yid would make the trek to Yerushalayim, he'd bring a korban, and kiviyochel, the Ramban says, he would see himself as shechted, and his dam, his life force, put on the mizbeach, and with that he would feel a renewed kesher to Rabbi Hashem, would create a tremendous difference in his own avodas Hashem. That was the ritzur and the kapora of all korbanos. A behemoth has that it could represent a person. An oif is less representative of a person. It represents maybe givis tzoris of a person, givis a matzovim of a person. Ayin Shom, the way he explains it, so maybe that's why there would be a havamina that the ishe reich nechech l'shem isn't exactly the same thing. By other side, even the losh and the pasuk is the same. Ayin Shom. L'maisa, what the Mishnah really means to point out is that there's a is that by korban mincha also, the mincha also, it says ishe reich nechech. And a korban mincha is in tesad. The korban mincha, like we just said, doesn't represent the person at all. Mincha is not alive. There's no dam. Ki adam hu nefesh, a mincha doesn't have that. And Rav Hirsch says in korban menachas, again in Parshas Vayikra, that the mincha, the soilus, the shemen, the levoina, the etzim, the other chalok components of a korban mincha don't really represent a person. They represent the assets of a person. There's the real estate of a person. There's the cash flow of a person. A person takes his whole personal world and he's makriv it to Rav Hashem. The same way he could take himself for a korban, he could be makriv all his assets, all his capabilities, all his kishroiness. That's what we say in Krishma, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol maidecha. There are different types of giving ourselves over fully to the Rabban Shalom. The Korban Mincha is a different aspect. A vertel. We say in the Zmir, Shabbos morning, Hashemer Shabbos, Habenim Abbas, Lekel Yerotzu, Kimincha, Al Machvas. The fact that Shmirah Shabbos has a component of Ritzui, of Nachas Ruach Hashem, like a korban mincha, kemincha al machvas, is interesting. What happens to a korban mincha, and not an oilo or a shlomim? The fact, by the way, that kemincha al machvas, not minchas macheshes or minchas seilas, I would say just because it rhymes. The Python wanted to rhyme it, kemincha al machvas, rhymes with Hashem Rishabas Habenim Abbas. Okay, but what happens to a korban mincha, not a korban oilo? And I think that perhaps the pshat could be like this. The korban of a behema is meant to symbolize a person being makriv himself, his whole guf, his whole nefesh, his whole dam, is literally being moise nafshoi ala mizbech. The first one who was bound as a korban oilo was Yitzchak Avinu. He's the prototype for all korbanos. All korbanos are meant to represent, there's a certain element of korban oilo, which is our own personal akedas Yitzchak. Every time we bring a korban, we can't fathom what that means. That a yid mamish brought himself as a korban oilo to the Rebbein Shlom, but that's what it was. The ritzui of Shabbos is not so much a ritzui of Mesiris Nefesh al Haguf. Faket, the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, having a geshmak esuda and eating cholent and taking a nap afterwards is not Mesiris Haguf. Where is the ritzui of Shabbos most trying and challenging? Parnosa. Hear all the stories when Yidden came to America 120 years ago. If you don't come in on Saturday, don't bother coming in on Monday. Yidden were Moshe Nevesh, and Yidden who were able to withstand the test of Parnasa were Zoyche to have Shemir Shabbos children and Eniklach. So the Ritzu of Shabbos specifically speaks to Parnasa. Memela, the Ritzu is bedeemed to a Korban Mincha, not a Korban Oil. Okay? It's a Vart, but Kimendumani is Korban Lapshat. Al Koponim, the Mishnah speaks out over here. Lelamed, all this Ishereich Nechech Hashem teaches us Sheech Ramarbe Vech Ramamit. Both those that bring more festa karbonis, he brings a shor for a karbon oilo, nothing more expensive than that. Or he brings a little bit Mincha Soilus. Echad amarbe vechad amamit ubovad shiachavin odom is daito la shamayim. The ikur is where the heart is. A person has more, a person has less. That he gives himself over fully and with the whole mesirus nefesh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What he gives is secondary to how he gives it. This is really the lesson that we had in last week's parsha of Hevel and Cain with the Karbonis, that it could be Cain's Karbon was, maybe would have been more accepted, except that Cain gave it. Over there, the quality was really Meira, the quality of the Karbon was Meira on the quality of the heart. But the point is, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants Rachmana Liba Boy, and that's really the essence of Parshat Karbonis. And with that, we finish the two Mesechtes that give us the whole framework of all the Karbonis that brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And about that, just gives us the Hargosha of Tfilov, Yerotzen, Shibanim, Beis HaMikdash, Meir, Yomenu, Vesein Chalkenu, Vesein Secha. Vesein Hashem, we're going to start Mesechtes Chulah.